Before we dive into item number 5A, I believe that Karen had a announcement.
I'm going to recuse myself from this item.
Thank you. Okay, Commissioner Mack will now exit the meeting, and we will begin item number 5A, the consent calendar. We have, hold on one moment. We have one item on the consent calendar today. The project is located at 4230 and 4242 South Crenshaw Boulevard within Council District 10. Cecilia, are there any day of submissions?
Cecilia Lamas, for the record, we do have a day of submission for this item. For members of the public, compliant day of submissions can be viewed in the shared drive by clicking on the link located at the top of the first page of the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and waive staff presentation and applicant presentation. I do see that we have one member of the public who'd wish to speak on this item, so we're going to have to pull it from the consent calendar to hear that public comment. So if Marcos could call on that speaker now, I would appreciate it. We have two public speakers. Each speaker will have 1 minute. If you're calling in and would like to speak on this item, please press star 9. If you are accessing via Zoom, please click the raise hand icon. Marcos, please begin to call the public speakers.
If you call in user, you're unmuted.
So why did the MAC not be on the attack on this item? Why the recusal, Macker Mac? You're not the real Mac. You're nothing but another Big Mac, foo.
You know, I like this.
Yeah, I'm becoming a goat puppet rapper, that's right. So, what do we have here? Herb Wesson, defeated by 100,000 votes by the beautiful, lovely Holly Mitchell, a real African-American. Herb Wesson's not really black. He's a Jew who spray-painted himself black. And you can see the way he's stolen, shaken down every Korean business. So on behalf of every Korean merchant that paid off that little fuck, fuck you, Herb Wesson. Fuck you. And Mark Ridley Thomas,
Sign
you're going to be indicted.
Thank you.
Caller Rashida, you're unmuted.
Hi, good evening. My name is Rashida Washington, and I live in this community. I just want to call a couple of things to your attention, and I'm pretty sure you've noticed this. We've had several housing projects that have opened in this area where the rent for these buildings are not in alignment with this community. I think about the recent Cumulus building that's opening at La Cienega, and rents are starting at $3,100. I'm someone who makes six figures and could not afford $3,100 starting rent. So I just ask that when you guys look at approving these, that you think about the amount of rent needed for people to actually live in these buildings, and also the parking, which has been a consistent problem. They're proposing 124 units, only 60 parking spaces, and that just contributes to the current parking and traffic issues that we have in this community at this time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Caller 1018, you're unmuted. Caller 1018, please dial star 9 to unmute yourself.
Star 6.
Sorry, star 6. Thank you. I'll just move on.
Thank you.
That is the last speaker.
Okay, I'm going to close public comments on this item and move into commission deliberations. If there is a motion, this was on the consent calendar, or if there are comments, please go ahead and raise your hand. Let's do comments first. Seeing none, does anyone have a motion?
This is Fahid. I'll move to approve staff's recommended actions.
Caroline?
Fahid, speaking to it, I'll second it.
Thank you. Cecilia, we have a first and a second. Will you please call for the vote?
Cecilia Lamas, for the record. Commissioner Corsan?
Yes.
Commissioner Cho?
Yes.
Commissioner Ambrose?
Yes.
Commissioner Learn?
Yes.
Commissioner Lopez Ledesma?
Yes.
Commissioner Millman?
Yes.
And the motion carries.
Thank you.